Thank you, Mr. Coordinator, for your efforts to facilitate this panel. And I want to give sincere thanks to the panelists for their very insightful presentations and for your important work. It was especially helpful to better understand some of the challenges that you're facing and some of the specific recommendations you had moving forward. And finally, I also want to add my delegation's appreciation to the Ambassador of Belarus for his efforts this year. Mr. Coordinator, the United States places great value in Protocol 5 as an international legal instrument that brings together states with the common goal of minimizing the risk and effects of explosive remnants of war, ERW. Full implementation of Protocol 5 assists in our collective efforts to reduce the post-conflict humanitarian problems caused by ERW. Lasting peace and stability can be placed at serious risk if civilians are not protected from ERW. As long as the dangers from ERW persist, it is difficult for communities to recover from conflict, which makes them susceptible to instability. This is one of the important reasons why the United States works with countries around the world that need to clear ERW in order to ensure the safety of their civilian population. U.S. assistance to partners to reduce the threat posed by explosive hazards is part of the broader U.S. conventional weapons destruction program, which is meant to enhance civilian security. Not only does the program encompass humanitarian demining and clearance of ERW, but it also works to reduce the threats associated with stockpiles of at-risk small arms, light weapons, and conventional ammunition. In 2019, the United States government had programs in 58 countries, and since 1993, has provided more than $3.7 billion in assistance to more than 100 countries. For more information on this assistance, I refer you to our annual publication entitled To Walk the Earth in Safety, which is available on the State Department's website. As a donor state, the United States supports the efforts of national mine action authorities, local civil councils, and other stabilization and humanitarian assistance actors to work out the best methods for risk education in each specific context. ERW risk education is delivered through a wide range of methods, including lectures, sporting events, media outreach, putting up posters around affected areas, and more. Thank you, Mr. Coordinator, and thanks again to the panelists for their excellent presentations.